the sandwich.
And you know what to do.
What do we do?
Because it's Wednesday the 27th right now, so happy birthday to Luke.
Happy birthday to Luke. Happy birthday, dear Ricky. Happy birthday to you.
Hip hip.
Hooray.
Hip hip.
Hooray.
Hip hip.
Hooray.
And here's a clap for health. Here's a clap for wealth. Here's a clap for every year of his life.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 7.
You 27 or 28?
28.
Oh, mate, well, I thought you were 27.
Wait. Yeah. You're 28.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good
mate,
job, mate.
26
One to make him grow. One to make him grow at the end.
Thank
there we
you.
Go.
Is that birthday, and one for my cock? All right.
Whoa.
That needs growing too.
You need to start putting it away when we record as well, now that you bring it up. So.
Oh, that's right. We can't. There's not much to see. Thank you very much for the birthday wishes.
Well, mate, how's your birthday been so far?
It's good. Is there a cake? And I only ask so I can hit the bottom and kiss the closest boy.
Ooh, oh. Well, which...
Well, hit the bottom, punch me in the face. it's good to be here. We didn't get you a cake, but we did get you a new studio setup.
I was going to say.
Thank you.
Man, there's a reason why the comedy's been so potent in the last 2 minutes. And that's because we're in the new space. The juices are ricocheting all around the room.
Yeah.
We've finally made it.
It's good to feel like, you know, there's... You know, I'm a lot uncomfier than we have been
in the
couches.
I was
going to
say, as this is an audio podcast, we do need to clarify for the listeners at home. When I said a couple of weeks ago, wouldn't it be nice once we move into the new studio space if our chairs were all those cool hand chairs? So it looks like you're sitting in a big hand chair. I did not have any plans of road testing them before locating them, tracking them down, finding them, paying money for them, and sending Mitch Lambert in a van to collect them.
Yep.
They fucking suck to sit on.
Well, you know what occurred to us? So we have got the hand
chairs. We are sitting in three brightly coloured hands. Yeah. Blake's is blue. Luke's is a red one. Mine's a purple one that's doing like the okay.
Yeah, you've got the comfiest one by a mile.
And mine is so comfy.
You've got the closest one. You've got the closest chair to a Dune cup because I want to fuck it.
Yeah.
But you've got the most, you're the premium chair because your one was $150 off Marketplace.
Yeah.
Blake's was $90. Mm. And my one we thought was a steal. Turns out we actually got ripped off $20, but the back surgery that I'll have to get after this is going to cost a lot more.
And he's taken a Snorlax that I won from a claw machine on tour last year, a really big, soft, plushy Snorlax, and he's sandwiched it between the chair and the floor to stop it rocking back and forth.
Yeah.
How's it working?
Well, I hope no one has a flute and wakes him up because it's the only thing keeping me on the chair right now.
Do you know what it reminds me of? Those live leak videos you used to stumble across where there's a dude who got stuck between a train and the subway corner and they go to remove him and his just insides fall out everywhere. Yeah. Sorry, good way to start the episode, but feels good to be back regardless. Yeah, it's nice being in here, man.
I mean, it's... Look, you know what I didn't consider when... it's all fun and games to be like, oh, wouldn't it be cool to sit on fun-looking chairs? I don't think any of us considered that they're not adult chairs. They're kids' chairs.
Yeah, these are built
for
children.
So we don't fit on them. And I only realized this morning, and we've had them for a week, and I said it again. I was like, what's the problem with it? And then Meg goes, yeah, it's not for adults. Like, I was like, why are my knees so high? She's like, because you're not eight.
Why do you say that like Christopher Walken as well?
What?
It's not for adults.
Yeah, sorry, I don't know.
It's for children.
It's for children.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's why I'm so comfy on it.
Blake is nestled into it like God's palm in the Garden of Eden.
We got a custom made for your little butt.
And 28-year-old Lukey's fucking crumpled up. He's looking like mangled. He's...
Well, look, when I, like, every day I lean, it just, like, it will tip. It's broken.
He's tipping. He's tipping. I'm standing by my idea. I think it was a good call.
I think it looks great.
Oh, man.
Beauty is pain.
We didn't even upload the video.
I know. When we find something worthy of clipping in 6 months, this is going to really blow up on TikTok or something. People are going to go, damn, nice hand chairs, boys.
Yeah. If anybody doesn't follow the BLT TikTok, Yeah, they should get around that as well.
Please, it's growing slowly.
It is growing.
We've started posting on it about 6 weeks after launch.
Yeah. Which came 6 months after the podcast started.
Yep. We like to soft launch things and then eventually get around to posting on them. And now we've eventually got around to getting a studio, but I'm hating it.
Oh, don't say that. I think you're being a bit of a drama queen.
The space is great.
We've room is beautiful.
We've moved into
new offices.
We
could dress it a little bit more. I've been thinking, we were talking about this before the pod. We with Luke suggested Polaroids of our Hall of Famers.
I want to start a Hall of Fame wall.
Yeah. A wall of fame.
Yeah, that's good.
You could say.
That'd be good. Because, well, obviously Joel would be up there. He's the first one. He holds the crown so far.
Well, I want to have a board meeting. It was suggested in a comment section during the week that we might have a new inductee from recent performances on an episode.
Okay.
Yeah. Should we get the board gathered?
Yeah. Okay. I'm present. I'm here.
Present. I'm also here.
Here, maybe because we're all a new staff, we're obviously in the new office now, so maybe we should introduce ourselves.
Yeah.
Great call. Corporate, in a corporate
That's
setting.
That's how we should start every board meeting.
True.
Yeah. Hi. Oh, sorry, you go first.
Okay, hi. My name's Blake, and I am the babushka doll of BLT's new office.
Two B sounds.
Hi, I am Luke, and I am the Lunchable. Of okay. BLT. Was that a little snack?
Yeah.
You're a little snack today. Yourself.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no worries. Happy birthday.
Best birthday ever.
Except you're the gift. So
he literally flirted with me on the park.
You are the lovable birthday boy of BLT.
Yeah, okay.
Stop it.
Good stuff. My name is Tyler, corporate Tyler today, and I am the timekeeper. So let's hurry this up. We've got a lot of things to get to today. So chop, chop, boys.
So it was mentioned by a few listeners that they thought Mitchell from Adelaide, people might remember, we actually asked him during our introductions in our Adelaide Live podcast what he represented in BLT, say if he was in it. He was like, my name's Mitchell. We're like, Mitchell, and what do you represent? And no, we're like, and you are? And he said, I'm all right.
Yeah.
And
now, never has the format been turned on its head in such a way, but I welcomed it with open arms because what a man.
What a way to subvert.
It was one of our favourite moments of the pod, and few people think it was Hall of Fame worthy. What are we voting?
I think, Mitchell, you've brought a lot to the podcast and it was an awesome moment. Yep. And I do not want to delegate you, or I don't want to make it seem like I don't value you or what you brought to the pod.
Okay.
But I think we set the bar so high with Joel, it would be an insult to him and his efforts at the Elimination Chamber to bring it down to a simple, I fucked up my wording on the pod.
Okay. I hear you. Can I go? Can I just...
Yeah,
I'm trying to hold back a lot of white rage here.
So am I.
Yeah, okay, good. I just want to say, just to say my piece, I hear you. I understand what you're saying. I understand your feelings. But
this is the most Melbourne thing you've ever said. I hear you. I understand you.
Exactly. I just want you to know that you're so fucking wrong. And I fucking hate your guts. And I really have the urge right now to remove your head from your neck and shit down the neck hole. But I'm not gonna. But I'm not gonna do that. I'm gonna remain calm. I'm just gonna say, never has someone painted such a vivid image of their good character than Mitchell did with "I'm all right."
I'm not gonna say Mitchell didn't paint his character as great. I'm gonna put it out there. What Joel did for us,
yeah, he went above and beyond.
Yeah,
he did.
I think, due to the fact that it was on Mitchell's part. A mistake.
Yep.
Like, LeBron hasn't been dunking and he didn't accidentally become the NBA's all-time leading scorer. He did that with thought, precision, went above and beyond for the people.
Yep.
Mitchell accidentally shot a half-court shot at halftime and won 10 grand.
That's true. However...
impressive all the same.
Like, again, great moment.
Okay.
So, Joel, who got the BLT sign on TV...
Yep.
that set the bar very high, as you said. However, is it time to drastically lower it so other people are in with a chance?
I was going to say, because if that's the bar, you have to go above that. Above getting our sign on the fucking WWE live stream.
I'm not saying you need to surpass Joel. That set, not even set the bar. That's just a very great first attempt.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just saying, if we make this our second pick, we have lowered it significantly.
I was Team Mitchell at the start of this. But are we just awarding moments of spontaneity a Hall of Fame?
Yeah. Yes. You know, and also, can I just say, Mitchell, this is the first day in 3 weeks since I've met you and talked to you that I have not called you Michael once.
And you know what else I've thought about, boys? And you're going to be, this is going to push you even further over the edge of to why he doesn't need to get the Hall of Fame. Is, and I know that you both and I as well fucking repulsed by admin. To induct him properly, we would have to go back to Adelaide and give him a sandwich. I don't want to do that.
Aren't you going there soon on your tour?
I'm there in May.
We could PayPal him however much 7-Eleven are retailing sandwiches right now. Or we could find out the going rate for a BLT in Adelaide. And
no, I feel like the magic has to Hall of Fame induct them.
We
properly
can't give everyone a sandwich in person for good acts on this pod, can we?
Oh, true. I feel like we should, though.
But now, can I just, one more point for Mitchell before we vote?
Yep.
So the first thing when he said, and you are, and he said, all right, was very funny, and we can all agree. We had a great laugh.
Hilarious.
And so did the people in the room, and I'm sure so did the people at home.
Yes.
Right, so he brought smiles to the whole listenership.
Good.
Now, he brought personal amusement to me the second time I met him that week when I go, Mitchell, great to see you again. How are you? And he called it back.
Yeah,
and he goes, I'm all right. And then he paused and then went, still. It's just, the guy doesn't miss, dude.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. Here's what I personally suggest we do moving forward. I say we freeze his chance at the Hall of Fame for now. But if he manages to get the hat trick, and the next time we encounter Mitchell, he hits us with an all right in an even funnier manner. He goes 3 for 3. I feel like then we have to induct him as an all-time character of the pod.
Because then he's like Kobe. Then he's just consistently performing.
That's what
why he's a Hall of
Famer.
And
so it doesn't make...
That is true.
So then each one individually, maybe you could argue, is an underperformance. But altogether, it's just like, what an all-star. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And I'm happy to give if any tradies listening and want to come in and fix this fucking chair, there's a Hall of Fame nomination on the line. Because I'm currently falling.
He looks like he's in like one of those kids' rides at the Melbourne show or something. Like the teacups just roll around.
It's so bad. It's squeaking.
Dude, I've never appreciated stability more. Oh.
People at home can hear this discomfort.
Damn. Well, mate, get used to it. We're in the studio now.
I missed
we're
the couch.
At home base.
Okay, so that's our official vote. We're freezing Mitchell.
What do you
Mitchell.
Guys want to do? Do you want to freeze him and see what happens if you can get the third one? That's what I want to do.
I like putting shit off. I'm okay with that.
All right. Happy to freeze it? What are you?
I'm happy to freeze
okay,
it.
Okay. So
until
Mitchell,
we find a surrogate, let's freeze it.
It's pending.
Yeah, and the surrogate is Mitchell fucking pulling through once again.
Yeah. Okay, he needs to knock it out of the park. It doesn't have to be a callback, but the next time we see him in person, I want him to blow me away.
Yeah, but you know what's scary now? Is he might try a little too hard and fuck it up. And it's going to break my heart to watch it, to say, no, mate, this was not it.
Yeah, it's true.
When you saw Mitchell again, this is actually make or break for me, was he wearing a suit again?
Yeah, he was wearing a white suit.
That's so good. See, that
changes. So he's even dressed for the Hall of Fame.
I was
going
to say that.
He?
he's always ready to be inducted.
Yeah.
God,
that's
see,
a
that's
a good point.
And I like that confidence. Well, we'll come back to you, Mitchell. Don't you worry about that. Before we move on to anything else, because I know that it is still towards the start of the episode, I have written up on our plan for today's app breaking news.
Okay.
I do have some breaking news for the listeners. Something big has happened. Massive even in my life. And something massive in Blake's life as well.
Okay.
That I don't think he's prepared for yet.
Mm-mm.
Are you ready?
Yeah, okay.
Take a deep breath for me into the mic.
Oh, well, insensitive saying that to me. But
well, as much as you
terminal
can.
Terminal respiratory illness, I forgot.
Okay.
Do you notice anything new about me? He's looking at
no,
me.
No, you're dressed the exact same. I've seen you the last 5 weeks.
Okay. Anything now? It's not to do with my dress, but it is to do with my appearance. He's just noticed.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's been 5 hours. There's been so much to say. You don't realize
that. I put the hat on when you knocked on the door. I was like, I'll put the hat on. Hopefully you won't notice. Because I had the hoodie as well.
Yeah.
Didn't want to reveal it with the hoodie. But then I took the hat off. You didn't even notice.
Dude, you're rocking the mullet.
I got the mullet.
Thank you so much.
It's a mini mullet.
It's a starter mullet. It's my first mullet.
It's a small talk mullet, I would say.
Would you know what's funny? Yeah. Is
there's
you
not
know
much
what,
to say about I was it.
But, you know, it'll get the job done to, you know, set you through for a couple of minutes.
Okay. Yeah, anyone would be happy with that, I would say. Yes. I just thought what I wanted to say about it was, I mean, everyone, you know, what can we say about the mullet? That's your mullet. Mm. What can we say about your mullet?
Is mine even a mullet anymore? I don't know. It's grown out a bit.
It just looks like a Melbourne indie bowl cut with a bit of party at the back. Not even like a, it's quite business at the back now. It's very straight.
Yeah. Hang on, I'll try to spruce it up a
what
bit.
What are you doing? Okay, I guess it's
he's zhuzhing the hair at the back.
But that's the thing, I haven't really enjoyed in my mullet, my little, you know, goes at a mullet when they shave it too short at the sides. Mm. I know that's the point of a mullet, but I think it looks ratty on me because of my small stature and frame. my body is not mullet and croc worthy, as some would say.
Okay, not mullet and croc worthy.
No, I'm not wide enough.
Who now has a mullet and wears Crocs, you saying
as,
not wide
no,
enough?
As we were talking about, not wide, I would, as I said last week, muscular.
Okay, well.
Well, you used width as the measurement.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, and that's because you brought it up last week. You was like, it's a wider shoe.
It's a chunky boy shoe. I'm not, and
yep.
And if those who choose.
His word's not mine.
We're putting this to rest. I was genetically born with big bones, and that's just the way it is. So let's move on from that. Thank you very much.
I will.
Okay, thank you. Anyway, my point was with my mullet, we don't need to say anything else. It's a full stop of a haircut.
That's pretty good.
I noticed it immediately on the weekend.
He did. Well, and you were pretty blind drunk when I saw you.
Mm-hmm. But I'm still observant.
He's observant.
I don't turn it off.
I obviously didn't notice this because as we've established from last week, people surprising me with how they've changed their hair, you know.
Oh, Zoe.
Zoe's bleached eyebrow moment. Yeah, okay. Not the worst.
This mine's
of
a little
what
bit
I've
more subtle, I suppose.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a weird experience too because I went to get a haircut pretty impromptu in the morning, and I would go for the same thing, but I went to a new barber, and it freaked me out when I walked in because it was one of those ones where the dudes just look like they just look. You know what I mean? When you see their haircuts, you're like, fuck, these guys are going to do a real trendy cut. Like I thought, oh my God, I'm going to have to specify that I don't want a lightning bolt in the side of my head. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then the other thing that I had issue with was the barber's shop was...
Who is ordering a lightning bolt?
You know what I mean? How they do those crazy, like, trendy decals in people's heads. You get, like, the flames. they do, like, a hot rod. Or something.
The old McQueen.
Give me the McQueen cut. And it was such a small barbershop too that everyone who was waiting was just like watching. It was like being in like a theater. You're on show. And so I sit down in the chair and I thought before I went in, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go for this mullet look because it'll be funny to be, you know, if it looks funny. And then I was like, even worst case, I can just shave the back off. But then he put me in the chair and like rotated the chair so I couldn't see the mirror and I was just looking at the people waiting. And the whole time, it was super weird. So I didn't see my haircut until he was like, all right, bro, you're done. And then I turned around and was like, oh, okay, fuck. Like, this is it now. And he was just like, yep, that'll be $40 or whatever it was. But the whole time I'm there, I'm like, why do they do this? Like, is it to avoid live commentary? Is it to avoid you being like, whoa?
I've never been flipped around the other way. I've always been facing the mirror during a haircut.
I've been flipped around quite a bunch.
That was my
I get flipped around quite a bit.
Yeah. You get ragdolled in there. Oh,
that's why he hit me before. Blakey's just a bottom. He gets fucking flipped around.
Well, it was my first flip, man, and it freaked me out.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to do. And also...
What's the point of having the mirror there then?
That's what I thought. But then I also thought like... there was a part of me that was like, oh, I want to see how it is. And I kept kind of like trying to tilt my head while he's cutting it. Dangerous maneuver, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tilt my head to see it and I couldn't see. I was like, my back was to the mirror. And then I thought for a second, I was like, should I just ask him, like, hey, flip me, bro. You did flip. Can I get a flip?
Spin me around. That's so weird.
Spin me around, please.
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, it was bizarre, hey.
I got it happened to me when I was in Adelaide. Also, can I just, when I went to get my hair cut in Adelaide when we were there, I had probably the most intrusive barber I've ever had in my life. You know those videos on TikTok where the barber's like, "Can I touch you?" I hated on those videos until I met this barber.
Why? Why does the barber ask, can I touch? What do you mean? So that, like,
no, we'd been we'd just done the small talk of just like, oh, no, I'm in I'm from Melbourne.
Yeah, but what happens in the TikTok videos? The barber says,
have you seen these?
It's like these, like, I hate using this word, but I guess it's like the only, what is like, woke.
The woke left agenda has hit the barber shops, mate.
It's
and the quartet is it, not like happy
he's
about
asking
it.
For consent so for
like,
physical.
Yeah, there are people like making videos going, like, hi, welcome to my barbershop. What are your pronouns? Blah, blah, blah. Oh. And then sitting down going, do I have consent to touch your head? And ask pronouns, whoop-de-doo, who cares, right?
Yep.
But the consent to touch your head, it's like you've walked into a hairdresser.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, the top comment was like, well, I'm not here to get my oil changed.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, it's like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
I went to the footy last week and Nick Dacos personally had to come up to me and went like, is it okay if I kick balls right now?
Yeah.
And I had to be like, yes, go ahead.
It's crazy to like go into a place for a service. It's like the mechanic going like, now, is it okay if I can literally change your oil or something like that?
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. It's when you go into the doctor... Okay. They go like, lift up your arm. They don't go, is it okay if you lift up your arm?
Is he asking you if it's okay to touch you or asking you, are they asking in a specific spot?
You know what I mean? Like,
no, just like, do I have consent to like... You know?
Whatever, actually, I guess it's people trying to do the right thing, but...
I guess it's like a harmless thing, but it is weird. I see what you mean.
I saw the video and obviously because I've got a better shit to do, I was sort of there and just kept on scrolling. But other people had a problem with it.
Oh, there were people in the comments? Or was it like one of those things that people were reacting to?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's just like a bunch of like, you know, people my dad's age, you know, probably all of like Corowa's population just went, this is fucking bullshit.
Oh, okay.
You know, that sort of stuff. Just yeah, like, right. But I hated on those. Not hated. I was just like, that's dumb. What's the point of that? Scroll past. Then I went to this barber in Adelaide and we're talking for a bit, do the small talk. It's a bit quiet for a second. It's probably silent for about 2.5 minutes. And he's like... I was like, oh, what are you doing this weekend, man? And he was like, oh, I'm actually dog sitting for my mate.
That's nice.
And I was like, oh, cool, man. He was silent for another 10 seconds. And then he just goes, fuck, do you want to see a picture of this dog's cock?
No.
And me, being so the curious case of Blake Pavey, I just went, yes, please. So he pulled...
Well, he asked for consent.
He did ask for consent.
He did ask for consent.
He didn't just, unconsensually whip out a dog dick pic.
That is true. I guess he did. But then he showed me this dog's penis. It was a little Jack Russell. Mm. And it was...
Small dog.
Small dog, big dong.
Whoa, pack and eat.
Dude, you should have seen it.
Why did... I have so many questions there. Why do you have a photo of it?
Wait. Because like the owner's like, dude, look at this dog's cock.
And what, texted it to him?
Because the dog's Red Rocket. Well, he's babysat the dog a couple of times has obviously like noticed. And apparently every time they bring out like a treat or anything that excites the dog, it just gets fully erect. It goes from...
Really wacko for that schmacker. Yeah.
And then the dog, like, it comes out and it is literally the length of like probably over half of its torso.
What?
It was massive, dude.
That's crazy.
Dude, it was, I should have got him to airdrop me the photo. It was the funniest thing of all time. Actually, I believe I can get...
That's all good, man. Actually, you're all good.
And then I was like, dude, that's a massive dong for a dog. And then he was like, mate, I've been working since 7. I've shown every customer that's walked in today.
Dude, who is this? What a legend.
Yeah, and then I pay for my haircut, and then he was like, oh, good luck with the live pod tonight, man. I was like, mate, good luck with that fucking dog. You know what I mean? And he was like, brother, thank you so much. And we went our separate ways. So
he's like, you're saying goodbye to him. He opens up his phone to check the time, and his wallpaper's just the dog's cough. Just like, can't get enough of this picture.
That is a great example of the difference between Melbourne and Adelaide.
Yeah.
Like, Melbourne, do I have permission to touch your head? Adelaide, do I have permission to show you this Jack Russell's throbbing dong?
Yeah. Dude, my
and both you're like, absolutely, go ahead.
my old dog Spike, who is a little Jack Russell as well. There's something about those dogs, man. He was definitely like neutered. He did not have his jewels. Mm. You know what I mean? So there was no reason for him to be such a horn dog. But I remember he used to it was so weird. His routine was so bizarre. He'd be outside and he would have like, we'd have like a bunch of like rags and stuff, like old towels and stuff laying around. He would like take a rag in his mouth. He would drag it over like an old deflated basketball, throw the rag over the basketball, and then he would just hump it violently, yeah. right? For ages. He'd just be Jack Russell jackhammering. You know what I mean? Yeah. It was crazy. And then we'd have like family, friends and stuff come over when we were kids. We said the basketball ring set up outside and we'd be shooting hoops. They'd be like, oh, we'll use this one. Why is it so flat? I'm like, do not touch that fucking ball.
Yeah.
That's not your territory. That's Spike's baby.
That's Spike's girlfriend.
Yeah, that's right. Do not be throwing, don't shoot threes with Spike's misses, all right? Do not be hitting buckets with
this
that.
Isn't like Spike, mate.
Yeah, anyway, good times. That's really weird, though, that he showed you that. What a weird individual.
Isn't it? No. Anyway. I've got a bit of breaking news as well.
Oh, do you?
That's, it's sadder than the mullet. It's a lot sadder than the mullet. Not for me, because it doesn't really affect me anymore.
I would hope that it's sadder than the mullet, because I'm pretty chuffed with how it looks, actually.
I'm pretty chuffed with the mullet as
it
well.
It actually looks kind of cool.
Oh, thank you, bro. It does thank you so much.
I didn't want to say it, because I felt like you knew it already, so I was bothering you.
The only reason I knew it, there was two reasons I knew it. The first one was you said, telling me the other night, like, wow, that actually looks really good.
Okay, damn it, I've already said it. I was pretty hammered, I don't remember. Yeah. I always get around my boys when I'm drunk.
Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
But I try and avoid it sober.
The other one was both Mum and Jack said, did you dye your hair as well? And I went, no. They're like, it looks way darker.
It does look extra
dark.
It does
look very dark.
I have no idea why that is. Because
maybe it's just because we saw you for so many weeks with the Cody Rhodes bleach blonde hair.
Yeah. True. That could be it. The Iceman. True. Anyway, sorry for interrupting, mate. What is your bad news? Okay.
People like me with cystic fibrosis, I've just found out they are no longer eligible for Make-A-Wish anymore.
Oh.
You're the last generation.
Yeah.
So it's not deemed a terminal illness?
Well, that's the thing. Make-A-Wish has these certain guidelines that they change.
You got to be really coughing.
Yeah. Coffin spelt C-O-U-G-H-I-N, not C-O-F-F-I-N.
Yeah, good. Do you have to give them a refund or how does this work?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know. Well, I met John Cena for my Make-A-Wish.
Yeah, but can you unmeet him now? Is that...
Does he have to give me the STF and tap me out so then I relinquish my Make-A-Wish?
Yeah.
Well, because you can't give yours back. But, like, I was reading The Guardian posted an article about it and there's... it no longer automatically gets a Make-A-Wish.
Anymore. What?
So they hit you up. Is that how that worked back in the day?
Well, I can remember it working with because I have to go to the hospital every 3 months
through the hospital
for checkup and stuff like that. And then one time,
I'm just picturing like the doctor. Like one time is like you come through. Oh, Blake, yep, cool. I'll see you in 3 months, buddy. And then the doctor like sticks his head out the door to the nurse and goes, "This one's doing all right." And then you come back in 3 months and you're like, "Oh, good to see you, Blakey. Oh, I'll see you next." And you leave and he leans out the door again and he's like, "Actually, this cunt might die. Book John Cena ASAP.
Book the doctor of thugonomics." Yes. But that's what it says. The charity has announced that beginning next year, people with cystic fibrosis will no longer automatically qualify for Make-A-Wish, and that is because it's far less of a threat than it once was.
So
see, they're trying to spin
news.
This bullshit as good news.
I mean, it seems like good news. Because
on the surface, man, sounds like great news for your kind. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So I had a pretty good day.
So... If you had your time again, all right, so say this is like the Matrix, right? So the blue pill is meet John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
The red pill is 20 years longer on your lifespan due to the new medication. What are you choosing?
I'm starving. I might just take both pills.
Okay, well, that's...
That completely beats the concept.
But well, now he has got... That's the thing. Over time, he's gotten both pills.
That's true.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying.
That is annoying.
You got the coolest part about being temporarily terminally ill.
Yeah.
And then you just got better.
How good is it?
That's crazy. Damn.
Yeah.
What do you reckon is one that they're going to cure soon? Maybe we can just try and get into that, Lukey.
Prostate.
Prostate homies.
Cancer, okay. Yeah. I reckon they'll cure a form of cancer soon.
You reckon?
Well, they've...
A form of cancer?
Well, like one of them. because they're all kind of different, right?
It's like, I guess cancer is like a umbrella term.
No, but there's some that are like, for example, if you get on some early, it's more prevent, like there's
different
a higher stages, chance
of, I suppose. Yeah. Yeah, I actually have no clue what I'm talking about. So
no, I mean, I'm not a doctor, so I'll continue.
No, please do.
No, you're right. I don't really know what I'm talking about either. But like, I know people who have, like, for example, had prostate, found the lump early, had the nut removed, and now they're good.
Oh,
right?
Okay, yeah.
So like they've got to that point, but I don't know if they can, like, that's just cutting out the cancer, right? They can't actually get rid of it, can they? I don't know.
Or is that what chemotherapy does?
Chemo is like radio.
I think chemo is, and again, not my forte, but I assume it would work like the chemo kills off the cancer cells.
Yeah, it's like radiation is fucking up your blood cells and shit, right. I suppose.
Yeah.
But they cured AIDS, didn't they?
Not cured it, I suppose.
There's
a way to live with it and survive.
Oh, okay.
Like Magic Johnson's
I think it's cured because now medical treatments have advanced so it can't progress to AIDS anymore. So technically,
it stays HIV.
You have HIV, but you don't die from it.
Yep.
Okay. I mean, I'd be happy to roll around with a cancer if I was chilling.
Mm.
If it didn't, like, if it was just like you get a little certificate in the mail. I don't know what HIV people get.
Probably a signed photo of Magic.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, Magic's...
You get tickets to like an Adam Lambert Queen show.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Bohemian Rhapsody Blu-ray on DVD.
I don't know what you get, but I'm not part of that community.
Magic Johnson's still living with HIV.
Oh, right.
And he got diagnosed in 1991, so it's been literally 30 years, 33 years of him.
Yeah, see, I was under the impression that it had been cured, but that's not the case.
No, it's just treatable.
Yeah,
I don't know. We'll have to ask Tom Hanks.
Because he was in Philadelphia, is that what? Dude, great reference.
Yeah.
Timely. Heaps of people listening will know that movie and understand that. Good job.
No, well, congrats. And you know what still really bothers me about this whole CF thing for you? And by the way, it's great news.
Yeah.
The actual medication and the medical advancements does not bother me at all. I think it's great.
Mm.
It means we can get to go to the pub for maybe 20 more years.
Mm. Great stuff.
That's awesome news.
The thing
that bothers me is there's still your first reaction. I remember where we were on tour. We're in like regional New South Wales and Blake wakes up to the news of this massive medical advancement, cystic fibrosis, people... like with that illness that you have can live for way longer.
Oh, I know where we were.
Go, oh, fuck.
No, we were at Kix. We were drinking heavily. Remember,
it was your comedy festival. Yeah, right. Yeah. It was too. We were hammered.
This should have been 2 years ago now.
Yeah,
and then he was like, I'm like, dude, that's amazing. And he just goes, oh, shit. I'm like, what? And he goes, because like I've got all that Make-A-Wish material and then like I'm gonna have to rewrite some bits, and he's like, dude, it was crushing.
This is my whole personality.
Yeah. He's like, I'm gonna have to like become a comedian without an angle.
Oh,
he started asking me for tips. What's it like to have privilege and nothing going for you that people care about, you know?
Yeah,
it's hard, man. You've got to talk about Weet-Bix,
but hey,
like,
I did it now. Like, my best bit in the new show is about queefing.
That's good.
That's true. That's a really good bit. That's true.
But you know all about what it's, you know, spluttery coughs out of different body parts. So you're kind of an expert. You've been queefing out your face for years.
Man, I remember a couple of months ago, Mia says to me, she's like, wow, I guess like, you know, meeting Blake, it's not like he's never like really sad about it, but wouldn't that just be so scary? And I'm like, well, he's like lived with it his whole life, you know, he's known about his, you know, his illness and his lifespan and blah blah blah. And she goes, isn't it weird for you thinking about like one day you'll be at his funeral or whatever? And I was like, no. She was like, why? And I was like,
because it's gonna be a funeral, dude. The beers afterwards at the Coral Golf Club are going to go off.
It's going to be fucking bullshit.
Joey's going to be on the pierce. Paulie's going to be
get FOMO in the living. Fuck me.
Yeah.
Dude, do you know what?
Well, it's actually just more so because if I know what you smell like when you're alive, let alone your fucking corpse. So.
That will be rough.
Do you know what? Do you know what the thing I'm going to miss at my wake? I'm going to get so much FOMO about is whoever Luke's going to be drunk texting when everybody goes home.
Oh, well, we don't have to discuss this.
Maybe we can get into it if you have any stories about the Bucks. But just before we move on from this Make-A-Wish stuff, do you know, it's taken me 2 years. I've just literally, this is not me doing a bit or anything. I've just remembered one thing about the experience that I'm now, in hindsight, very pissed off I've not talked about once on stage, on a pod or anything.
Okay, go. What is
it? I remember when they picked me up to take me to Rod Laver Arena. They pick you up from the hotel in a limo. And they set it up really nice. It's like a 10-minute drive to Rod Laver, but it's a nice 10 minutes in the limo.
Yep.
It, when we open the door into the limo, I'm the first one to get in. I'm in all my little Make-A-Wish gear and stuff like that. And they're playing over the speakers John Cena's theme song.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but do you know what the first lyrics are?
The time, your time is up.
My time is now.
True.
And I walked, you know, I opened the door. I was like,
it's better than the Undertaker's theme, mate.
you walk in the gong
and you're like, Jesus Christ.
That's so true.
Oh, God.
That is really funny.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Something in that.
Yeah. Oh, well, if I ever get a fucking time machine, I can tell myself 2 years ago.
Yeah. True.
You know what it is? Nah, sorry to keep on the you.
It's fine.
No, please remind me of his mortality.
Yes. Good.
What was really strange, and it's made me feel bad, in the first like couple of years of our friendship, often my Meg's family, who is my girlfriend, for people who don't know, they were often asking me, like, so I think they found out about your show because it was called Literally Dying, that you're opening for me, and they'd seen you open for me, and you talk about the Make-A-Wish stuff on stage, and ever since they saw that, maybe once every 2 months, one month, they'd just be like at dinner. And how is he? How's Blake going? Is he going all right? Is he okay? And I was every time like, he's fine. Like, well, you know.
Yeah.
Do you know, this is weird actually. I was defending you so much in Adelaide. Do you know how many comedians came up to me like, is he actually dying or is it just bullshit, eh? And I was like, nah, like he's pretty, but like he's not crook on the daily.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think he is, but he doesn't. I was like, I think he does feel bad sometimes and he doesn't make it other people's problems.
No, yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Because I'm what people would consider, this bit of an industry term, a good bloke.
Yeah, true. Yeah, people ask me that too. They're like, oh, like what does that even mean? Like, is he constantly just like, you know, hard of moving and stuff like that. I'm like, yeah, but that's not the CF. That's just him. Like, he's just a shit hang. No, but I'm like, he's got like a chill form. You know what I mean? He's got the chill version. It's like you inject and stuff and you take pills when you eat. And
yeah.
It's like we have a mate who's vegan, but I always forget. Like, Stefan, he never talks about it. He literally never talks about it.
Yeah, Stefan keeps it pretty low key.
Yeah. And
it's just like,
which is rare.
It's just like, it is no one else's problem.
No, well, but it's like people do care about you. And
unique.
I guess you, and if you want to talk about, not us, mate, don't look at us.
We don't care. What are you looking at us for?
Take your sympathy elsewhere.
You want sympathy for us?
Yeah. No, yes, obviously we care about you, but it's like, you know what I mean? People do care about you. And if you ever wanted to talk about it, you could, but you never do.
No.
No, yeah.
No. Well, it's just, oh, it's like, well, I was about to say, who cares, but...
Well, yeah, maybe us, man.
Well, I mean, hang on, pause. Maybe, you know, 3 years ago he would have, but now he's fucking not even, can't even get a Make-A-Wish. Which we don't give a fuck, dude.
Yeah, that's true.
You're like us, you know?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Well, congrats,
man. But, yeah, I got to do like a PowerPoint presentation on Saturday for a gig, so, and this is really, it's been festering in my mind for a couple of days, so... Because I don't think CF really deserves this. Because, you know, I still have to take 50 pills a day and do asthma pumps and, you know, inject stuff. Mm. I'd say that's pretty eligible, especially for a young boy.
Okay, true.
But, you know, there are probably other diseases on the eligibility list that maybe need to be crossed off as well. So I will look for them.
Do you want to announce what you're thinking at the moment or no?
No.
I was going to say, pretty upset.
It said severe asthma was on there. I was like, me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your one was so severe they gave it a different name.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, you've been good.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, now I'll tell comedians that no, you're right. He was
it's bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah, like literally, a guy come up to me, and he's another comic, and he's like, "So, like, for real, like, did he just do it to like make the Raw final, or like,
what?
did he just like need a sob story?"
Well, I have CF, but yes,
yes, and I was like, yes, but also no, but yes,
yes,
yeah.
You got to play the game.
Yeah,
that's true.
But yeah, God. Anyway,
that's crazy. Well, I don't know where to take it from here because it's fucking depressing hearing about how your mate's going to die soon. And
no, I'm not. That's what this whole chat's been about.
That's why it's depressing.
Now we need to make a wish, sir, because we have to put up with you for another year.
That's right. That's right. Nah, we should have brought this up earlier in the episode. I've been thinking about how to sneak this in, but then we went on that tirade of uplifting you, Blakey, which I'm happy we did because I feel better about it now. But one thing we realized earlier today was we have one live show left in our 4D extravaganza tour of the nation. Sydney, May 18, I believe.
Rings a bell.
Yep. Feels good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun to say things. May 18th. Now, we are getting very close to what will be our 1 year anniversary as a pod.
Yeah, we started BLT in May last year.
We did. The first episode, I believe, was uploaded May 1st.
Which means accidentally we have found ourselves in a situation where the Sydney BLT live show will accidentally be the one, will be a birthday party that you're all invited to.
Everyone's invited to it. I mean, it's
except there's only 40 tickets left to that said birthday party.
Which is really exciting. It's already sold quite a lot of tickets. It's a big room.
It's a birthday party where we're trying to monetize it. It'd be a bit weird if you and you're all invited, but there's a door fee.
You're invited for a price.
We might buy cake and, there's expenses that come with that.
You never know what will happen.
I don't know, but maybe whatever the tickets were, plus maybe a gift.
You're fishing for a little present, are you?
Yeah, I'd love a little present.
I love a present too.
Gets his wish taken away, but wants gifts him to replace that void.
Yep.
Wowie.
Well, I'm not going to lie, I'm definitely a present receiver myself, so
I love receiving shit.
Dude, me too. Good. Love receiving gifts.
Zoe's different. She's like, I just love giving out presents. I was like, you're fucking... Shut up.
Our girlfriend's just like... I reckon it's bullshit. Meg does that too. No, I'm more of a giver. No.
No, I'm an exchanger because I enjoy giving the gift.
I've objectively in the Pavey household, and I don't think there'll be any dispute with the Paveys listening to this, I've been in the last year the best gift giver in the family by a wide margin. But it's also selfish. I've come and received all those gifts myself as well.
I was going to say, I'm just thinking now, wasn't it Collingwood Grand Final tickets and Taylor Swift tickets that you were also a part of? Both of those events?
Yeah, and then it was Dad's birthday last week, so I took him to the football. Yeah.
Yeah. It's literally me getting my dad Matt Tilly Gotcha CDs every year for Christmas when I was a child. Good job, mate. I was just thinking, though, to celebrate our birthday properly, what is something we can do at the Sydney Live Show to really make it feel like a birthday party?
We've got
to
sing happy birthday.
Okay, cool. That can be done. Or Blankface will be there. We can do a Blankface before band happy birthday.
Could we get a piñata? I don't really like piñatas, to be honest.
That's a lot of cleanup.
Yeah, true.
But I would love to do that.
Maybe while we've got everybody in the circle in Sydney, we can put a piñata up. And then once we fuck it.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a safety hazard at all. Maybe we do get a piñata. And then at the show, we pick a select.
Could we get a sandwich piñata?
That would be great.
Or could we get a sandwich cake?
Ooh, that sounds somehow harder to acquire.
It feels custom.
It does feel custom. Yeah.
Look, let us look into it.
Also, give us suggestions.
Yeah.
How would you celebrate? What's the best way to celebrate a birthday?
A first birthday as well. True. So child friendly, smoking alcohol completely allowed.
Yep. Cora, your first birthday was a lot different.
I'm just thinking, like, now with the whole make a wish stuff, I may as well just start fucking ripping ciggies.
Great, cool. Fair enough.
But yeah, I'm excited. So get your tickets. It's at blankfacesucks.com or lukekidgell.com or blakepavey.com.
Yep.
Pick your website.
Pick any of the three, although blankfacesucks.com.
Mine, it's a journey to find. Sometimes I can't even locate it. It's like
mine's all just one page. Scroll straight down. You know, a photo of the goat. Click on the link. Boom. You're at blakepavey.com/tickets. So head to blankfacesucks.com, get your tickets.
Well, I was going to say we should do a competition of like whose website gains the most ticket traffic.
Yeah.
But if yours redirects just straight to mine.
Yeah. Well, you'll probably win anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to have a little team meeting. Actually, Jack's gone, so we don't have to. It's fine.
What?
So productive day. Second team meeting of the pod.
Yeah. Yep. So my brother, who, you know, business manager, one of the suit guys who we talk about.
Yeah.
He wasn't. He was like, it's fine. You can buy chairs for your new studio, despite this podcast being significantly in the red financially for the last year.
Well, look at you now. You're in the red, and I think you look pretty fucking snazzy. So
yeah, me too. Me too.
He did say to me, like, by the way, if you go ahead with these finger chairs, that's it. You're not getting a new chair. Like, you're stuck with them.
Good.
And
good.
Do you reckon there's any wriggle room
for what?
For throwing these in the bin after this episode.
No, man.
What do you mean? Is that a new thing, man? It's the identity of the pod. These are great. Blakey looks great in his. I feel great in mine. I look great.
My ass is so numb, and that's not even from the pegging. It's from the chair as well.
As well. Dude, what's wrong? I think you just need to. Okay, here's what I think you need to do. Take it as an opportunity to learn and grow. Mm-hmm. You can expand your skill set as a person, man. Learn some carpentry or something. You could figure out how to maybe sew open the seat, put some cushioning in there.
No, I'm just going to try and win a second Snorlax to put under the other side of the claw machine.
That too, if you want to do that, that could expand your skills at the claw machine game. Man, there's so many things that you could use to, you know, build and learn and expand your abilities. I think you should do that. Why not?
It's like, I feel like I'm constantly falling out of the chair. It's leaning forward, and I don't know if I'm at my comedic best.
Hey, mate.
When my back's not at its, like, posture best.
Sometimes that's what life is, man. Sometimes you feel like you're in a constant state of free fall, and it's about figuring out how to stabilize. And you've got a glass of water behind you on that shelf you're knocking into.
It feels like I'm on, yeah, I don't know, like one of those exercise balls.
Mm.
You just. Oh, shit. Sorry, the tambourine fell. Thought it was the glass.
That's your awesome. Past haunting you, mate.
That's really good. You're going to be okay, mate. I think just put a cushion on it. I think they look great, man. I think it looks good. That's what the people want. They want to see something that looks good. They like to see the visual of it. They like to know that we're in uniform.
Yeah.
So I think it's a great investment.
Yeah. If I personally pay for new chairs, will that be... Or we got to persist with these for a little longer.
I think you should. If anything, you can customize your chair for now.
Yeah.
But we got to persist. We got to see them through, man. Lambo spent a whole morning going out.
I personally really like this chair. I feel comfortable in
too.
It. I feel at home.
Yeah. But the red one is.
The red one is objectively the most dog shit of the lot. Yeah. It does look horrific. You know, I did go straight for the purple. Feels fucking. Yeah, it feels good. It's a good chair.
Mm.
So you can feel free to customize and do what you wish with it.
Yeah, I might customize it. I think there's a skip next door. So I know you mentioned before. I did go on a Bucks.
Yeah.
On the weekend.
Yep. How was?
Good. Our friends are ancient and belong in a museum.
I was gonna say it's like a Bucks, but it's like
no. It was so much fun. We had a great time.
Yeah, yeah. But it's not like when people think Bucks, like even like you know, people think Bucks parties. They're like, whoa, must have been a crazy night, man. Last night as a single dude, must have been mental. Not like everyone left at 11 p.m.
I got home by 11:45. Yeah. I cracked another beer.
Well, I know. Because like, can I run you through my night?
Oh yeah,
that coincided with Luke's. So I went out with during the day at like 3 p.m. I went out to have a couple of beers with Sam Zito, who's going to come on tour with us in a couple of weeks just to catch up. And then I was like to Luke that morning, I was like, hey, beers at the corner if you can. And he was like, nope, got a Bucks, but enjoy. So I was like, okay, no worries.
When did you hang out with Sam on Saturday? I was hanging out with his cousin, Despa.
What?
Despacito, carry on.
Ah, because his name's Sam Zito. Nice.
I like it.
Carry on, sorry. Someone's got to be following this podcast.
How can I carry on? We've reached the peak of the podcast. So I catch up with him and then I go home and I just continue on. It's a night at home. And then at Saturday, 11:05 p.m., a text comes in from Mr. Kidgel.
Yeah.
Are you still getting sourced?
Now, by the way, usually a pretty safe bet to message that to Blake Pavey on a Saturday night.
2 years ago, definitely.
No, yeah, true. In the last year, almost every time I've messaged you, are you still out? You have been out.
Probably. And I'm gonna actually also what I thought about. I was like, God, if I wasn't with Zoe, I would definitely send you a text like I could be there in 20.
I was gonna say his response would either be yes or I will be. Yep. That would be the two things, yeah.
Yeah, so, but hey, I'm a changed man. So I send back this photo of myself and I go, no, I'm not getting sourced, but my friend Cody Rhodes is, because he was getting pretty bloodied up by
You're
the Rock.
Watching wrestling.
No, I was playing it, mate. Okay, living sorry. It.
Yeah. Fuck me. Idiot. Interactive gaming experience. Thank
so
you.
So Luke just goes, lame. And then we have a few messages. And then I go to bed, I leave him on scene. and then I wake up at about 5:30 in the morning to go pee. And then I wake up and then I check my phone. And then it goes 4 hours ago, 12:21 a.m. It's just this photo of Luke standing in his kitchen by himself, undies.
No pants
with a beer cracked. And then the message that accompanies it is, and I quote, cunt, my friends are so lame. And then he follows up, cunt, my friends are so lame, with, I have to kick on post bucks while watching SmackDown.
Oh, that's so funny.
And you did. That sounded like the perfect kick on to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was so funny being at the bar at this Bucks. It's like, you know, like 10:45 and everyone's like drinking or whatever.
I was like, oh, cool. Yeah. They were like last drinks. And I was like, sweet. Where are we going next? Yeah, because there was a Bucks and a Hens.
It was so funny. Luke was already blasted. He was like, he'd been drinking all day or whatever. And
what's the thing? We only started drinking at like 4 or 5 o'clock.
Only 5 o'clock. It's now like 11 p.m. Bro's like, where the fuck are we going?
Right.
Yeah.
No, but that's the thing. I'm on your side.
Yeah. For a Bucks.
Yeah. Usually you start during the day earlier.
Yeah.
But we had paintball, and you can't be intoxicated.
Yeah, see, that was what I thought was the craziest part about the Bucks was they were like, you guys went and played paintball, then you went and had food, and then you went out drinking. No, at one point did you go home and shower or clean yourselves?
Oh, dude, it was like the grimmest setup. And it was clear that it was fun and a great day. And, it wasn't even that much of a big thing, but like we were so sweaty. Like I was saturated, right?
Yeah.
So, because you have to put overalls over your clothes when you go play paintball, mask on, I'm dripping, right?
Dude.
But the groomsmen, all good boys. We bought Lynx Africa and wet wipes.
Oh,
so
it's
let's all go
man.
Out to the city now it's that we're all freshened up.
I remember we went and played paintball for Luke's 18th, I think it was.
I was sopping.
Yeah, and you're dripping wet. It fucking hurts. I hate paintball. I don't care what anyone says. Laser tag is the far superior activity of the same genre. You do your laser tag, you have fun, and then you leave and you don't have to think about it again. Paintball, you cannot sleep properly. You're just aching. And you're so sweaty and gross. It's like this, again, you haven't seen Dune, but they have these suits to traverse the desert dunes with that in the suits is inbuilt. When they're sweat, it recycles into water that they can drink so that they can stay alive.
Yeah.
It's like that without the drinking part. I've never been sweatier than when I played paintball.
I couldn't even walk before it. Let alone after it, because I ran 30 kilometers the night before.
Oh.
And I forgot that one of the main components of paintball is squatting and like behind things.
Yeah, and so running I'm, and moving.
Dude, I'm the easiest target.
Yeah.
I'm like walking around just being blasted.
Oh,
like everyone else is sprinting, diving behind things, popping their head up. I can't even move. So I'm like an old man just like running around.
Yeah. And, dude, what about the freaking...
I got hit in the head so bad.
I was going to say, Roy's head and the Bucks run were two things I was just like, how is this... How do they let this happen?
Yeah, one of our mates who is bald, he got hit right in the back of the head, and he looked like he was about to plug into the Matrix.
Is this Roy?
Yeah, it's Roy.
Yeah, I saw the photo.
It was wild.
Dude, he looked like he had a volcano in the back of his head.
And I got hit on the crack of my head, and Meg pulled it open the other night, and she said it was the same. But
you just can't see because you're
Yeah. Well, that's I would have loved to have seen Roy with that little spot on the back of his head when I was at the prelim against GWS. Would have made him identify him way easier.
Yeah, true. But that little stance.
Well, I got one on top of my head. I look like Megamind.
Because it just egged up. That's crazy. And tell the buck run too. That was crazy.
Well, it's just like if you go to paintball at a Bucks party, so everyone else is about 30 other blokes on the side, and then the best man and the buck, like Mark and his brother, have to run through the map, and like we all just shoot them
That's
for like
so
30
fucked.
Seconds.
Right.
And Mark's body was just like. He was just covered
pink.
In welts, and
yeah.
And he had the best time ever. He was like, that was the best afternoon
that
of all time.
That sucks.
See, I just don't. If an activity at a Bucks doesn't like specifically state you can't be intoxicated while you're doing this, no point. genuinely, no point. What's the point of bucking around,
dude? If I found out that someone organized paintball for my Bucks, I'd be like, I'm gonna miss this one, boys.
There
you
was
guys
like
have fun.
There
I
was
might miss the wedding. Just ruin the whole experience for me. Yeah.
There was two rules at paintball, and one was don't be intoxicated. The other rule, written in massive big letters, just literally said do not use real guns.
Oh,
I'm like, okay. I'll put away my Glock that I bought.
Yeah, they must have had issues with people thinking that up to that point. That's crazy.
100%.
Yeah. No, laser tag would be way funner.
100%.
No, yeah. Don't get me wrong. I had a phenomenal time. I just, you know, and maybe that says more about me. Maybe other people just can go, they've had a good night, and maybe I hang out with you too much. Maybe we have a problem that I haven't acknowledged yet.
No, I like it.
I guess I would have kept, had a couple more beers, but it was more just like, we're all having a chat and we're all having fun. Mm. And then everyone was like, oh, all right, well, it's about that time. And I'm like, well, it's not. It's 11:45 and it's a Saturday night.
Yeah, it wasn't even 11.
Not even, it was actually 11.
It was literally 11. I thought that was pretty crazy
I'm so pissed off about that. When we go out tonight to see Casey's show, I'm going to get sloshed.
Yep. Good man.
I think it's because I come off a week of like getting home at like 3, 4 a.m. at Adelaide Fringe. But that's just because like my show was so late. That if we had a couple of beers after, you'd start having beers at like midnight.
Yeah, and then it just carries on. Eventually. The vibes carry on.
Yeah.
Can I bring up another text Luke sent me during the night?
Please, I don't even remember.
Because we were just talking about, because you just go, my friends are ancient and belong in a museum, right? Okay. So then we're just talking about, you know, other random stuff. Mm-hmm. And you just go, next week at my B-Day, today, pre-B-Day beers better continue into post-B-Day beers after my show. Just going to have a dog shit intermission where I have to do my job. Gross.
Yeah, because we're having like, a big get-together with my friends during the day because I've got the Comedy Fest in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
My show is every night.
Yeah.
So I can't, you know.
Really celebrate.
Well, I also
that's
don't,
be good. I'm
I also
keen.
Don't want to go too hard because I'm a professional.
Good man. Yep, good.
It's good.
Maybe it'll improve your performance. Like it's a performance enhancing drug for you is being blind drunk on stage.
No, I've only ever done it once and it went really well and it scared me.
It went really well?
Was this in
Wollongong?
In Manchester once on St. Patrick's Day. And I was refusing to get up there, but the owner of the comedy club was like, no, you have to get up. And I went up and I destroyed and I was like, I'll never do that again. I was too powerful.
It's like unlocked his unlimited potential.
Yeah.
He was seeing in the fourth dimension.
Yeah. It just takes 8 pints on St. Patrick's Day in England.
Fuck.
That's
but it's because the crowd was pretty hammered as well by this point of the night.
It was just all, yeah.
And it was like, maybe I matched their level. And also maybe like in hindsight, it just went good.
That's so funny.
Yeah. But everyone else was drunk and they were like, that was amazing. Because I didn't completely eat shit.
That's good.
But it felt good.
That's good.
And I don't want to experience that again.
Well, for your safety.
You don't want to experience again. Brother, we're going there in 2 months together.
Yeah, but I don't do alcohol in my job and mix them.
Well, you obviously do. You've just gone over the last 5 minutes about it was the best night ever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but I try not to.
And also, this Saturday, you're going to be day drinking and then doing your job and then continuing the drink. So am I being led to assume?
I meant I try to avoid it when I can.
Okay.
Yeah. When it's
the sign of a true pro.
When it suits good. Me personally,
yeah.
I'm a professional boy.
Yeah.
Some say auteur, some say autist. You guys be the judge. Anyway, that's... Oh, good times. Yeah.
No, I think we were pretty... Remember when we went to Wollongong and I had the panic attack going on stage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you should never do that again. One time Blake and I went to a brewery before a show in Wollongong and Blake didn't know where the stairs were at the side of the stage and he had a 10-minute freak out and it was two steps. And yep. I was like, mate, they're just on the side. He goes, I can't see them. I can't go up there.
Yeah, I remember Reese was like, are you worried about like forgetting the material? I was like, fuck, brother. That'll be a walk in the park. Let me get on stage.
He was freaking out about walking onto the stage.
What was so intimidating about that?
I don't know, man. It's just because we rocked up pretty late to the gig and everybody had already been seated, so I couldn't scout the space. I didn't know what the environment I was stepping into.
But it's like you walk to the stage. If you can't see the stairs immediately, you're doing like a patrol. What people are going to laugh at you? Oh, that would be the worst, wouldn't it?
No,
people laughing.
No,
it was we'd hate that.
No, it was just a specific venue. It was like the room.
It
was
a weird layout.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. But I mean, that was 2 years ago. Now I could do it easy breezy.
You don't even think about the stairs this stage, do you?
No.
Doing this little run of shows that I've been doing, like Luke and Friends, they're kind of casual and they're at festivals, which means there's only like 10-15 minute. Turnaround during comedy festivals between your show and the show before you.
Right.
So like they literally, one crowd goes out and they quickly clean up all the glasses and the next crowd comes up. You've got 10 minutes to set up. I love it because on tour, we're getting to venues like an hour early.
Yeah.
It's kind of boring. We're just like setting up cameras. It's so boring. It's annoying.
Yep.
You end up spending so many time, it's just so much of your life just in an arts center in regional towns.
Sometimes just, if you accrued so much time just sitting around.
Yeah. And in Adelaide, I'm just rolling in, like, I'm not even rolling in the 15 minutes before. One night, I roll in, like, 3 minutes before. I had to walk up the staircase, like, 4 nights in a row with my audience who were coming into the show. Like, good. I was queuing up for my own show. And I had to convince the lady in the door that I was the guy on stage because she's like, well, why would you be turning up now? Because I'm like, because I'm unprofessional. I was
like, please.
And then people who are my fans had to attest to that and be like, no, that's something he would do.
Yeah, that's very honest.
They were like, he is the guy we've paid to see, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be a decoy if he was here before this.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And I love it. It's just, and I can't wait in Melbourne to roll in 5 minutes before.
It's pretty good. It is good not having to like sit around, because when you're sitting around, you do just like overthink the show, I think.
Yeah, I don't want to hang out there before.
No.
Enough.
Just like put me on stage, I'm ready.
Yep.
That's what I've always liked about you, mate. Just a go-getter, ready to do it.
Yeah, well, I'm a spontaneous soul.
Mm.
Yeah.
But no, I don't want to sound like I was complaining because the Bucks party was great, but I would, look, fair enough wrapping up at 11 p.m. if it's your second wedding and that's the Bucks.
Yeah.
But come on, lads. Like, we're all like 27, 28 years old.
Yep.
What are we doing?
That's true. It's a Saturday night. What are we doing? That's a good point. Did you want to do this other segment? What do you think?
Yeah. I wanted to catch you up. I wanted to really return a favor that you've been doing to me recently on this pod.
Go for it, mate. What's that?
You've been, and you too, Blake, you've been like helping me get up to speed with pop culture that I miss.
Oh, I thought you were going to say be the heart and soul.
And that. And thank you, cool. Boys, for that.
No worries. Yeah, okay, cool. No, yeah.
Wait, so who is the heart and who is the soul?
Was that a question to me?
Well, yeah. I think Blake's the heart because I've got soul. Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I should be an internal organ of the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, carry on.
We can be the soul and soul.
Done.
Cool.
Glad we
now that that's sorted.
Yep.
13 meaning out of the way.
I want to repay the favor to you.
Yeah, okay.
There's gaps in, not too much gaps in your pop culture knowledge. You're an up to speed guy.
Definitely, definitely.
But Tyler, there is big gaps in your sporting knowledge.
Mm. Oh, okay, yep.
And I noticed.
Well, not with the only sport that matters, professional wrestling, but yeah, yes. I guess you could argue for everything else, yes, massively so.
And there was a bit of chat that happened at the Bucks that I noticed you kind of wandered away from because it didn't particularly interest you.
Yeah.
I just thought this is a gap And it, I feel like we need to feel it because, and it maybe from some other people, and it might just help you in conversation. It might help maybe someone be able to chat to their uncle at an upcoming family event if you know this.
Cool. So
big, it's not even a joke either. I just genuinely want to know because it's one of the biggest news that happened in AFL, Australian rules football,
AFL, right.
In the last like probably few years.
Really?
Yeah. Do you know? Have you heard any news?
From
out of the football world.
No, the only thing that really reaches me is like sex scandals and that sort of thing. What is it? The thing about
someone has to piss on a dog for you to find out about it.
Yeah. There's a new team though. I think I heard that. Yeah. Is there a new team?
Yes.
That's all I know.
So the AFL has announced an 18th team. Yep. Do you know where the team is? Because there was chat about it.
Is it the 18th or 19th team?
Oh, sorry, there's already 18 teams, isn't there?
GWS was the 18th. Yeah, I believe it's 19th.
So you've already fucked this up and failed.
Yeah, but I'm glad I have Blake here to back me up.
Good. Is it, I have a feeling is it somewhere in Tasmania? Tasmania didn't have, it's somewhere in Tasmania.
Yeah, that's good. And is this all you know?
That would be the full extent. Yeah, I have no clue anything else.
And so the Tasmania, new AFL team.
Yeah. Can I just be totally honest as we're getting into this? Mm. I'm really trying hard to stay with you, but I am fucking tuning out so hard. But I'm going to stay with you.
Are you interested in what they've called it?
In the team?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
well, where's the team? Is it somewhere in Tasmania?
It's just Tasmania.
Oh, just the whole thing.
Which is weird because
that's so fucking
no
weird.
Other states have a team. And everyone thought that was weird. It's not like the Hobart Hurricanes, which is like their cricket team.
Yeah, what the fuck? Like, there's no Western Australian Wallabies or some shit, is there?
No, there's no like, they could have made like a Launceston Lemurs.
Yeah, they could have done anything.
Let's not even pretend that Launceston were ever in the conversation of getting
so
maybe
it's just
a team.
Tasmania. So is it, what, they're going to do like a Warner Bros and do the Tassie Devils? Is that what
it is?
Yeah,
they did.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's so lazy.
And I think they're in an actual... there's like lawsuit.
There was fear of there may be a legal battle with Warner Brothers because of the Tasmania Devil.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought.
But then the AFL and the rest of Australia realised that it was a real animal that existed. So there is actually no copyright infringement whatsoever.
Okay, that's good. Okay, good. Right. That's so lazy though.
And this
what happened to like the cool... Port Power, is that a thing?
Port Adelaide Power.
Port Adelaide. Wait, is that just Adelaide's team?
No, there's Adelaide and then Port Adelaide.
Wait, what the fuck's Port Adelaide? Where is that?
It's like just out of Adelaide, like 15, 20 minutes, I think.
Adelaide is their own team?
They have a port. It's on the beach.
Adelaide Crows, right?
It's like Fremantle, West Coast. Fremantle is a place and then
West Coast.
Oh, true. West Coast, I guess, is a Western Australian team.
Yeah, but they're based in Perth.
Yeah.
What isn't Fremantle Dockers?
It only worked out because West Coast were introduced because they were like, we'll give you the we'll give you the Western Australian team. And then like 10 years later, Freo were like, well, we want a team.
Yeah, because they had one in their local league.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tyler's soaring.
I'm here. I'm back. Tassie Devils.
Well, if you want another fact to drop, next time someone brings it up.
Cool.
This is actually the interesting part about it. The new team is one of the biggest... has become within 2 weeks or a week of the announce one of the biggest sporting teams in the entire world.
Which is fucking bullshit.
Based off membership, technically.
Oh.
That is such bullshit.
Yes. They have 170,000 founding members that have signed up.
How? Why?
Because the memberships were $10.
Is that it, really?
I was ranting about it in the office with Vibu Ellis and Mitch. I was like, fucking bullshit. Happened the same with Gold Coast and GWS when they came in. Just fake people wanted to get on the bandwagon. And then Mitch goes, yeah, I got one.
Yeah. I think I saw that because our friend Daniel did the same thing. He's like, I'm a founding member. I don't know what that meant or what it entailed.
I think you get your name on the club rooms, which I kind of want now.
177,000 names, man.
Yeah, I think they've regretted that promise.
You're going to be a blip. You're not even going to be a speck on the wall.
This is so funny. It's clearly such a grassroots operation that's happening.
There's right.
this Tasmanian football club that's now been announced. They've announced that... because they didn't expect so many people to sign up for a membership, they announced that they had to do a press release that they're really struggling to print off enough stickers and memberships to send out to people.
Oh my god!
So they're like, they've had to like hire in like third party like printing companies.
This is the other thing.
It's already boosting the Tasmanian economy because physically cannot mail out enough memberships in time.
this is the other thing that really annoys me about this new club coming in. People from Tasmania obviously have to follow other clubs because Tasmania has never even been thought of as having a team the last couple of years. Mm. So hypothetically, say, Luke, you were from Tasmania.
I would change.
You would change?
Yeah. You know why? Because Bev said he'd change. So Bev is like a sporting Instagram dude from Tasmania, and he's obsessed with the Western Bulldogs.
Friend of the show as well, I'd like to say.
Who, Bev?
Yep.
He came to your show, didn't he?
Came to your show, and then...
Doggies, bark, bark, bark.
Yep.
Right? He loves the Dogs. He was at the grand final that I was at when we played him in Perth. Keen fan.
Yep.
I'm a huge Bev fan, so that's probably my only connection to the AFL. Or thing that I care about.
He said he'd make the switch.
Really?
When he's that much of a dedicated Doggies fan.
Well, he's obviously not.
What?
A dedicated Doggies fan.
You have to make the switch because you can't even go to see the Doggies. He lives in Tasmania. You finally have a team that you can actually go and support. Of course you'd change.
No. Do you think he's betrayed the Doggies?
Yes.
You think he's a fake fan?
He's like 20 years old. He's been following the Dogs for 20 years. They have objectively given you way more than the Tassie Devils ever will.
Okay. No,
not ever will.
Theoretically,
they can win a premiership. They'll be dog shit for 10 years.
You've got to be proud of your little fucking incest island.
Mate.
It's not much to be proud of, but they've got a footy team.
If the AFL next year announced, hey, we're coming up with, we're going to give you the Corowa Cougars.
Oh, dude, I'd change. That sounds awesome.
Dude, I'm never changing from that.
I don't think you would change if you saw the Cougars from Corowa. I'll tell you right now.
And I lived with one.
The camera just turned off, by the way.
That's awesome. Yeah.
The other thing that annoys me about this is they've had 150 years since the AFL was founded to think about, hey, what should we do for a jersey?
Oh. That's not... Wait, what's... What do you, that's their jersey?
Yep.
Is that... That looks like a fucking barbecue shape. What is that on the middle of their jersey?
That's literally what everyone's been saying.
What?
Yeah.
That sucks.
The jersey is like a green, for a forest green, I would say.
Yuck.
Slytherin green almost.
That's a repulsive
colour. With the map of Tasmania, which is a little island, and a red T on it. And that's it. Designed by a four-year-old.
Oh my God, that's repulsive.
So
graphic design is my passion. It looks like an AFL game. Like, you know how the AFL games are just so shit, they give you no options and create a team or player? That is literally what they've made it as.
Yeah. Like a 15-year-old.
And I'll just also say the funniest thing about the big presentation they did for the new jersey, they got these kids from Tasmania to come up and wear the jerseys. Mm. Tell me what you see wrong with this picture. We've got a kid standing up on the presentation thing.
Is that a kid?
Well,
guy looks 40.
He does look 40, but maybe just look at what he's wearing.
Yep.
Spot what is wrong with what he's wearing.
Is he wearing Magpies shorts?
Yep.
Oh. Why is that? Why?
I don't know.
That's so weird. That is really,
but yeah,
really
I'm
weird.
I'm so off this Tasmanian team because it's also fucked the fixture again. We have an uneven amount of teams.
They need to do... twice the amount of games. They need to do 36 rounds per year.
Or bring in a Darwin team to level up the playing field again.
Mm. What, and do 20 rounds that everyone plays each other once?
I guess. Or, yeah, who knows?
Darwin team's too hot.
Unless, no,
I can't even sit down in Darwin without getting swamp pass.
Yeah, let alone run around playing footy. Do you know what I've learnt? The biggest takeaway, I think, from this, thank you for the update, by the way, Lukey, I appreciate that, is that if you have even 5 minutes of experience in Photoshop designing anything, the AFL would love to speak to you because you will get hired so quickly to design anything for them. That
is insane. I understand that it's supposed to be basic, but the main reason as to why the old-fashioned teams in most sports have really old clubs, whether it's soccer, AFL, whatever, have basic jerseys is because back in the day they were knitted. So, like, the reason why Richmond is just, like, the stripe, the diagonal stripe, and Melbourne is just the plain V is because it was easy to knit two basic colours.
Yeah,
onto
that
each other.
That makes sense.
But now, yeah, we don't.
We don't need that.
We have access to but printing even, technology yeah. on
even
cotton.
In saying that, though, there's a difference between basic and lazy. Like, simple and shit are two different things. You
well, you
I mean?
Can't really... You have to.
You don't need to overcomplicate
it. You can't really put
it.
The animal on it. I guess you can. Maybe what does can. A Tassie devil look like a silhouette?
No, well,
that's
they,
the problem.
Yeah, they've got the little devil on
yeah, they
the,
have
like,
a logo.
Logo. But I think they should make
what
the devil like a...
What would I have done for the Tassie devils?
Yeah. And you're not allowed well, to make on. Like a hacky incest joke because oh. I was gonna.
Damn, okay. Well, then I'm going to do nothing.
Oh, okay, same.
Yeah, I'll scrap the team if that's not an option.
Isn't Melbourne Demons a thing?
Yes, but...
The Demons and the Devils, the D's, isn't that a thing?
Well, the Demons have... we're trying to move away. The AFL are trying to move them away from the Satan demon
Satanic
symbolism.
Imagery.
So our new...
Why?
Like, so you know how like our mascot used to have a pitchfork,
mm-hmm.
Like Satan? Mm-hmm. Now it's just like a guy with devil horns. And I don't think we use the pitchfork and anything anymore.
That's such shit. Because
it was too, it was like too based around Satan. But it's literally called the Demons still.
That's really weird.
Do you know I nearly got a job doing voiceover work for the AFL once?
You did?
Yep.
For what?
They like offered me a job. Every year they do a video saying like, this is a beginner's guide to AFL that they post on all of their socials. And it's for trying to get like international players to the game or international like viewers and stuff.
Yeah.
So they just do like this voiceover video explaining the rules of the AFL.
And you got asked to do it.
I got asked to do it and then they went in another direction.
Really? What character were you meant to play?
Well, I was just supposed to be like, this is the AFL.
Oh, you weren't going to play like a mascot?
No, it's just like rules and all that sort of stuff and just like
literally
a run.
Just a voiceover explaining
rules. Yeah, like
rules.
This is what it sounds like.
It's unlike any other game in the world.
Buddy Franklin under the
right,
seat.
So it's just a promo.
Yeah.
Well, that's a cool thing that happened to you though. That's sad.
Yeah.
Man.
And I listened to that. That was bullshit. I could do way better than that.
What could you do on right now? Go.
Well, no, I'm not getting paid by the AFL.
Also,
I'm not promoting their bullshit sport with their bullshit team.
You just reminded me, you're having a crack at people for betraying their team. Are you not the same person who did an ad for the Richmond Football Club and were on every billboard in Melbourne for about...
Hey. Hey, let me just say, that was a specific set of circumstances during the pandemic era of my life.
Really?
That was the final option for me.
Dude, are you all...
So everyone has a price?
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, they're not fucking paying Bev to be a dog cunt.
Dude, are you fucking...
Bev, I'm sorry, that was hyperbole on my part. I think it's great that you've got a team. You are not a dog cunt. I'm just saying people who maybe jump on the bandwagon,
wow.
Which you are not, it's your hometown.
You, for example.
People like Mitch who are like, I'll get a founding membership.
Okay.
Your team loses one grand final and you're ready to jump the ship, mate.
Well, damn, we can call Blake the new limited edition run of blank face t-shirts because he's a fucking sellout. Get fucked.
Anyway, mate, awesome. Now you're up to date. So
it feels good to be up to speed.
For those who weren't into AFL rules. And endured that, at least you got something to maybe talk to like your uncle or dad about or brother at the next event.
Yep.
And you can drop that knowledge on them and like, yeah, I heard that they got a bunch of founding members. No, we were quite impressed.
Yeah, they will.
That's good.
It's good stuff. Well done.
Yeah, that's good.
Should we leave it there?
I think we should. That's a really good segment. Thank you for updating us on the sport. When you told me you're going to give me a sport update, I had a music update, which I can't be fucked going into now. But it was just really funny because...
Well, can you give me a brief update?
I'll give you the briefest update. About 4 months ago, Drake released a really mid-album, which had a song on it called First Person Shooter, where J. Cole featured on it. And basically, J. Cole said that the three goats of music were Drake, J. Cole, and Kendrick Lamar. So he just kind of... like tapped Kendrick Lamar on the show and said, you're one of the goats with us. No one considers J. Cole the goat. No one considers Drake the goat.
I don't really know who J. Cole is.
Well, J. Cole's like a really talented rapper that hasn't released very interesting music pretty much ever.
Right.
But anyway, they tapped Kendrick on the shoulder. They're not like commonly associating with each other either. And so everyone was like, wow, okay, that's pretty nice. Drake and J. Cole saying that the three goats are those three. And then Kendrick Lamar featured on a song that just came out. Where he literally, the lyric was, fuck sneak dissing. You guys are nowhere near my level.
Oh, really?
Don't even behave like you are. It's so funny. Yeah, because Drake was like notorious for comparing himself to Michael Jackson, being like, I outsold Michael. because like Michael Jackson was like the number one selling artist of all time. Drake moved past that.
Drake had the internet.
Yeah. But that was Drake's thing.
It's a different world.
I've sold more than Michael Jackson. His music is not even comparable in quality either.
And so that's why he's talking to Millie Bobby Brown, just trying to get Michael on everything he did in the past.
Yeah, talking to underage people, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Kendrick like comes out and goes, he's Asley Slime Reese, like, Prince outlived Mike Jack. Just calls himself Prince and just says, go fuck yourself. It's so awesome.
Damn.
Damn, yeah. Anyway, people have been popping off about that because now Drake's crying on stage and stuff. It's so funny. But anyway, I think we should end it there.
Stop being a bitch. He has a big dick, so he should just be happy and move on.
Yeah, true.
He does, right. My Feelings Part 2. Yeah. Is that what the song was called?
Yeah, In My Feelings.
Oh, thank you. Nice. I've done a little Drake reference.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, fourth team meeting of the day. I think the first office episode was a success.
Yeah. I would say so too.
25 minutes we're probably going to cut from the episode. Yeah. But
yeah, no, best birthday ever. Thanks, guys.
No, happy birthday, man.
Thanks for giving me the shit chair. And yeah, Snorlax has had a shocker today.
Yep.
No such thing as shit chairs in this game, baby.
Yeah. Well, try the red one next week.
Yep.
Actually, can we swap? Each week?
No, that's vetoed.
No, we've made our selections.
All right, well, I've funded this whole studio and operation and chairs. Feels pretty bullshit, but anyway.
You just zoom in next week
but
to
hey,
the show.
As we, we're going to record and you head home. Luke, you are the business. Mm-hmm. Me and Tyler, heart and soul of the pod.
Yep.
Okay.
That's our funding.
Yep. That's our funding. All right, stay curious, keep exploring, and Godspeed to the listeners at home. Hit the outro. See you later, guys.
Another riveting episode. Stay curious and keep exploring. And see you next week on...